Good afternoon. It is Matt Skywatcher with WildCountry.fm. It is Tuesday. That means Andy from United Ag and Turf is joining us once again for Wild Country Connects. Andy, hello.
Good afternoon, Matt.
I've got my fingers crossed. I know the weather looks really good. I haven't mowed yet, but I think I'm close.
Yes.
I think I'm very close.
Yep, those days are coming for sure, finally, right?
Yes, yes.
Thank God. But before we get in full swing, let's talk about lawnmower safety, because that's really important too.
I'm going to need this, because if something's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. Yes. I'm that guy.
Yeah, I was that guy growing up too. I was mowing the roadside, and I had an incident with my dad's lawnmower, so I ended up at the bottom of a hill. So
I got knocked off by a tree branch once.
Well, that'll do it too.
Luckily, you know, the it just stops, thank God.
Yes.
Or else I'd be chasing a lawnmower down the yard.
Okay, but here's some eye-opening stats about lawnmowers, right? Around 85,000 injuries happen every single year in the United States with mowing equipment.
Ooh.
Yep, hands and fingers are the most common injuries, with about 20% of those injuries leading to amputations, with an average cost of about $37,000.
Yeah, I can see that. That's crazy.
You get crazy real quick.
Right? Yeah.
So how can you protect yourself from becoming part of that number? Well, before you start your mower, take a walk around the yard to make sure toys, rocks, and tree limbs are picked up. Next, make sure all shields, guards, and safety switches are in place on your mower. And that includes the mower discharge chute. Many people take them off or raise them up so the grass doesn't windrow. Well, if that's the case, the simple solution is you just got to mow more often. It's recommended to follow the one-third rule, which is to only mow one-third of the grass height at one time. That also helps protect the grass in dry weather to keep it from burning off.
Oh, yep. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Average mower tip speed is around 150 miles an hour, with some commercial mowers closing in around 200 miles an hour.
Wow.
I'm sure no one wants to get hit by anything traveling at those speeds, right?
No, I've hit a rock before, and I just saw it go, boom,
yep.
And thank goodness nobody was around.
Right. And don't forget about other people and pets, just like you said. Mm-hmm. Always keep them a safe distance away from the mower, right? With stuff coming out of there, those speeds.
Oh, it's crazy.
It will travel a long distance.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So wearing closed-toed shoes and safety glasses are also a great idea, especially when using a walk-behind mower or weed trim.
Mm-hmm.
We have all experienced getting something in our eyes at some point in time in life, right? Sometimes it comes out easy, and other times it's an ER visit.
Yeah, yep.
And nobody wants to do that.
Nope.
Never bypass the seat safety switch. That's the last thing you ever want to do, is to get off the seat with a mower deck running. That may put you in ER too again.
Absolutely.
Right?
And when I fell off when I got knocked off, if that switch wasn't active, I would have been chasing my mower, and you never know where it's going to end up. So yeah, nope, that's great.
True statement. Very, very true. And speaking of the seat, it holds one person, not one adult and one child. Can you imagine your child falling off and their hands or feet getting caught underneath that mower?
No.
And it does happen, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what kind of life-changing event that would be for you and your child?
Yep.
Unbelievable. Another thing to make sure is you mow at a safe speed, and always mow up and down hills, not across. How many people have you seen shift their weight to one side of the seat of the mower to keep its balance?
Done it.
Yep, me too. That's why I had my accident as a teenager, and that was a good lesson learned, right? Walked away from it, but that was a bad
thing. Yeah.
So, you know, and that's what happens. People say, well, I've always done it that way. Well, once complacency kicks in a situation, that's when accidents happen, right? Always remember to never blow grass onto the road. That makes it very safe for motorcycles, right?
Yep.
People with bikes, so very important in that too. Mowing the lawn can be quite relaxing for many people, but it should not lead to a tragic event. Always keep safety in mind when dealing with power equipment. There is a phrase I shared with my team at our last meeting, and it goes like this. Working safely may get old, but so do those who practice it.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Yep, it's awesome.
I'm going to use that.
Just think back about that.
Yeah. Working
safely, make it old, but so do people who use it, right?
I love it.
So, have any questions? Stop by and we'll gladly answer them. And while you're here, check out our great deals on our complete line of John Deere equipment, or get the parts and service you may need for your mower to get it ready for the season. We are located at Route 11, just east of the village of Malone. United Ag and Turf is your local John Deere dealer.
You know what? I can't wait to smell fresh cut grass.
Yeah,
I'm allergic to it, but I love it. I absolutely love it. Yep, you know, and I can't wait to get on the mower. Once I get it fixed, of course, I got to get the new battery.
Barbecue grill.
Hamburgers,
hot dogs.
Can't wait, man. We're so close.
Yes, we're almost there.
So close. He is Andy from United Ag and Turf joining us for Wild Country Connects. Andy, thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome. See you next week.